for your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6. It's Scalzo and Bruss. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6. It's Scalzo and Bruss.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City. This is Scalzo and Bruss. Presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby.
Welcome into Scalzo and Bruss, presented by Bud Light. I'm Ben Bruss alongside, well, he was here. He's coming back. Just needs a quick soda. Steve the Homer True. You can hear him on Homer and Tony. 94.5 ESPN from 2 to 4. Tony's chiming
wait,
right now.
Wait, hold on. Isn't Homer supposed to be co-hosting with you?
Yeah.
He just walked out.
He needs a soda.
Hey,
which is bad because we know two things about Homer for sure.
I know a lot more than two.
Well, I'm saying for sure. He falls asleep on command now. He's gotten older.
He'll be sleeping.
And he pees a lot, he said. So now I feel like
those days.
Now I feel like the mother telling the kid not to have the soda after dinner so he doesn't have an accident during the middle of the night.
He'll be leaving. He's going to fall asleep on the brakes. So just be aware of that.
Has he done that?
Oh, yes. Plenty. I've taken a picture of him when we were on the road doing the show during the Marquette games. I looked over, and we do it from his room sometimes.
Yeah.
I looked over, and the dude is asleep. So I sent Pebble a picture of Homer sleeping. Oh, this dude is asleep.
That needs to be on at ESPN Milwaukee's Twitter feed next time.
Pebble has the picture. I sent it to him. Homer is literally sleeping in his room during the break.
Well, Tony, thank you. I'll be good without Home Slice.
I'm trying to buy some time for you.
Oh, we don't need to buy time at all. We got a great plan for the show today.
Hey, you got your hands full when Homer comes back, by the way. The guy he makes up stuff left and right.
That I tend to somewhat disagree with.
Josh, you have your fact-checking hat on?
Yeah, I do.
You better get it on if you don't.
Again, Josh, we have this theory. Homer truly believes everything he says.
Uh-huh. Even though it's not true.
Yeah. Correct.
Yes, he does.
The
so you just know what to expect, and I've already prepared my mind for what this day will be.
My sub of a sub is over. I'll see you guys.
Tony Smith, thank you for the 2 minutes cousin subbing of the day. Let's give him a round of applause, everybody. 800-990-3776.
He told you I'm going to fall asleep during the show. That's what I think
we
he
went
said.
Through two. What we did, Homer, no while you were gone, is we went through two things that we know for sure. You pee a lot now, and you fall asleep on command. Is that fair?
That's fair. There's an element of not true, but overall, those are both accurate, yes.
Is there anything we're missing that you should add to the pieces of the Homer puzzle?
No, it just sucks being old. That's all there is to it.
Well,
anybody who tells you otherwise is just lying.
So I want to ask you this, because I saw this pop through my Twitter feed as the Packers had...
And $2 for a 20-ounce soda where you work is crap.
Yeah, it's inflation, you know?
Oh, I apologize. It's
all-time
Putin.
High
no,
right
no,
now.
No, I apologize. It's Putin. I didn't know. I should have known that. I apologize that I didn't address it. I didn't know it hit the building, but clearly it had.
It's hit everywhere.
It's everywhere. Putin's fault.
I don't know if I like this bit, Josh. Do you?
No.
What bit? It's his fault for everything. I didn't make it up. Have you not heard that with other issues? Yes or no?
I've seen his name across the news quite a bit over the recent months. Yeah, I know
the
guy.
What do you mean? What's the reason for a high price of gas? Putin? What's the reason for high inflation? Putin?
Do we have an official and unofficial economist?
No, we do not have one of those.
I don't need one. I follow these things. People say that. Not making this up. You've not heard that. You're not on top. You're not following life. Come on.
Is this someone you follow on Twitter? Is this like a Twitter account?
It's Putin's
fault.
He's making a large, general, sweeping statement about the news, blaming everything on Putin.
What the White House, or I've forgotten her name, the lady that talks,
Jen Psaki.
Yes, she said the reason for the gas prices is Putin, and I think she said inflation too. But I'm not. It's the White House. They have some level of credibility in my belief system.
I don't know how we got here.
No, we'll just pivot right away.
No, Josh, you know.
If you want more coverage on Putin?
Yeah, scared of pivoting away. There's nothing to pivot away. The sun goes up in the...
I don't think that's apples to apples, Homer.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
This is not controversial. This is an opinion of what's the major reason for the high price of gas.
Josh, I've never needed your.
I didn't get this from the guy at Speedway when I wanted to order a donut after I got my gas. This is the White House.
800-990-3776. Is it Putin's fault? No, we're not doing it.
That was a joke. It's not a joke, but this is a sports show, so you don't want to have a debate. It may be a debate.
Oh, no, debates are good. I just, when it comes to politics, when I'm on the air, nothing shrivels me tighter. Well,
I would agree. Putin is not a topic that you'd go in a place.
There. You know, I am as open as anything. As open as that inflated $2.
I'm as open as anything.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'll share just about everything about my life on this show. What have I shied away from other than Putin?
I don't know.
I pee in bottles.
I'm usually
I had my ex-girlfriend tell me I love her. What was that?
I'm usually sleeping right now after the show. I've got to catch a little nap before I...
So that's the thing, is that's where I wanted to start. And this, I don't want to put you in a tough spot here, Homer.
You can't.
But have you, I can't?
No.
Have you planned your retirement?
No, I have planned it.
Like your
timing? No, I've said, my wife said, well, we got to save this money for retirement. And I said, well, I'm not going to retire.
You're never going to retire.
No, they will retire me at some point. That's what happens. But no, I'm never. What the hell am I going to do?
So this question, Scalzo and Russ family, stems from Tom Clements speaking today to the Green Bay media, in which he was just asked what he was doing in retirement. And he simply said that he was hanging out with his dog and drinking beer. And so that prompted me to think you're probably the closest amongst Josh and I to retirement, that I wanted to ask you,
but now we know the reason that he retired was more because of COVID, because he didn't like the way things were being done with COVID because of the issues there. And I sense, had there been no COVID, he wouldn't have retired. That's the definition of somebody who doesn't want to be retired.
I still, I don't know if that's exactly the reason. I do want to say, though, that it is interesting to me that the Green Bay Packers brought in Randall Cobb to appease Aaron Rodgers last year.
Good decision.
Now it's Tom Clements. And like, you look all around the NFL, and it's a lot of youth. It's why they brought in Matt LaFleur. It's all these offensive coordinators and quarterbacks coaches who are younger, more forward-thinking.
Right.
And it's Tom Clements, a guy that was retired, drinking a beer, hanging out with his dog, on a year that Aaron Rodgers is coming back and you have limited weapons right now in your arsenal. I don't love it personally.
Well, he's not responsible for the other. I've stated for how many years that I could be the quarterback coach for Aaron Rodgers. It's the easiest job in the world. Tom Clements is smart enough to know that.
Okay.
Then I'm not sure
you're,
what he
you're
does.
Steve the Homer True.
Yeah,
quarterback coach
quarterback
for the Green
coach
Bay
for
Packers.
Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. And we have you be Aaron and I'm Homer.
All right, we're watching film. What are you?
No, we're not watching film.
Why are we watching film?
I don't need to watch film. You watch film.
So you're mailing it in.
Yes, I get you coffee. What do you want to do? Take care of your laundry. All the other
you're
things.
You're the Aaron guy now.
All the other things
you
out of football.
After the performance against the San Francisco 49ers, you don't think that film needs to be watched?
No. No, I will trust whatever he wants. Homer, I'd like you to get
how
in
How has that worked since they've won the Super Bowl?
What?
How has that worked since they've won the Super Bowl?
Well, it hasn't, but there are a lot of things that have occurred as a result of them not winning a Super Bowl. The quarterback's coach ain't very high on the list.
I would like to think the quarterback's coach should be challenging Aaron Rodgers to continue to develop.
What is he going
to
challenge him? Give me a break.
I mean, Tom Clemens isn't going to be doing the challenge.
My point is, the things that Aaron Rodgers wants to work on.
So Tom Clemens is the office donut guy.
No, he can bring stuff up, but it can also be my difference between myself and Tom Clemens. I couldn't have graduated as highly as he did from Notre Dame Law School. So he is smarter than I am. But I just go to Rodgers. What do you want to do? What do you see? What do you want to work on? What tape do you want? I want to see these cornerbacks in this situation. I want to do all the things. I have total confidence.
You don't think over the last year that he was drinking beer, watching his hanging out with his dog, that he wasn't watching the NFL and he can't provide some insight?
I think he probably can. But my point is that doing it my way can work pretty well, too. I haven't lost any faith in Aaron Rodgers. And I'm sure, he all but said it, that he wants to do this because he's working with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
there's no easier job in the world than being quarterback coach for Aaron Rodgers.
It is job security.
Yes.
I mean, whatever Tom Clemens did to get on the Aaron Good side, to be on, like...
Well, I can tell you the answer to that. It's very simple.
I was going to say it's autonomy.
No, you got to be smart. If you're smart, Aaron Rodgers likes you. That's simple.
And so that's why it's going to be as easy as you think to be the quarterback's coach for Aaron Rodgers, because you didn't graduate from Notre Dame Law School.
No. And so the Aaron Rodgers would not like me as much as quarterback coach as he does Tom Clemens. Clemens will challenge him.
So basically, you guys would do the exact same job. But he has a higher degree of school, so you think Aaron Rodgers would respect him more.
He would provide, of course, and he would provide greater insight. But the benefit to the team of Tom Clemens versus you, and not just me, it's like anybody can be the quarterback coach. Just do whatever he says.
All right, so I want to go back to retirement because it's not. I don't think you're going to be forced out of here.
Won't necessarily be here, but at some point they decide it's time to move on.
So do you want that to be like?
No, I don't have any interest at all.
You don't even know what I said.
Well, I don't.
To him is something he doesn't even like.
I get that.
What?
But if
I'm
he
sorry,
was,
I shouldn't have interrupted. Go
if
ahead.
He was offered a a joint statement like that, it's a mutual.
Oh, so can you pay me enough to stop working? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, just so, from a PR standpoint, it's not Homer's fired, he's
no,
too...
my guess is, what I would say is, I'll take the money, but then I want to be able to do whatever I want to do. Go work somewhere else. What am I going to do? Look, what does he do? Walk the dog? I want my day to be walking the dog?
That's what I was going to say.
That's a bad day.
Can you give us a day?
There's nothing you can find yourself doing outside of coming to work and talking sports.
No, there's nothing. like some people like to. There are other things I like to do, but
all right,
not that much.
It's a random Thursday that you're off on Homer and Tony. What are you doing?
Usually the things that I do that fills my time is taking care of our grandkids or trying to be some assistance. I think grandparents now, the biggest role they can do is help watch their kids.
I want you to pick something selfish.
What? I mean, I might play golf for a little bit or something like that.
Okay.
Imagine how many rounds of golf you could get in if you retire.
I don't want to play golf that much.
I feel like we need to suggest things that Homer could do other than sports radio.
All right, here's what I want to do. I want to play craps every second, every day the rest of my life. I want to retire and play craps.
Well, you better be good at it.
My family. Well, no, you can't. Nobody's that good. So you just lose money, and then you get depressed. And so, no, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do.
Are you serious about that answer?
Yeah, but I can't. You can't do it because you lose.
Yeah, but what if? I mean, your wife said there's a certain number that you guys can reach in order for you to retire. Are you there?
No, then you can just work 5 more years. No, I don't want to lose.
You and I could go on the world's greatest heater together.
No.
We have chemistry.
Well,
you feed me, and you win lots of money.
This is not my first rodeo. I know you lose. And the losing.
Play the don't pass line when I play the pass line.
No, you just lose. It's just a question of how much. So then we're there for 1,000 hours, and we lose $50. might as well been working. It's like a job.
No. I fundamentally disagree with that. If we're at the casino for 1,000 hours and we only lose $50, the thrill of the ups and downs that we had to lose and come back.
That's the difference between you and me. There's no. You don't
get a thrill of the chase.
The thrill is when we're making money at the end.
The thrill is walking away and just taking cash.
I need to have his thrill. His thrill is taking money from me. My thrill is just the rush of what's going on.
Yeah.
I need to take notes. All right. I had a lot of fun doing that with you, Homer.
Glad to help out.
I really...
Putin,
baby. I forgot that's how this all started. And I'm not going to rehash it.
You don't have to.
Earlier this morning, across these very airwaves, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max got it right. Scals usually gets it wrong every time. Had Jeremy Fowler on, and they talked about Jordan Love.
What does he get wrong?
He still calls it the old name.
No, just tell him to do what I do. Keyshawn and two other guys.
All right, Keyshawn and two other guys had some interesting comments towards Jordan Love. I want to dissect those with Old Home Slice here next on Scals Home Brust.
You're creating a legendary show that has a chance to be its own tradition unlike any other.
Scalzo and Brust.
262 asks, Ben, do you believe in the moon landing?
I know what the moon landing is.
Why did you look at me like that was a trick question?
Because it is.
What the hell?
Hold on. Stop. What's that?
Stop.
Okay, everybody shut up.
Take a breath. What's the trick?
The moon landing is when you're in a men's locker room and your butts touch each other.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
For his $2 soda.
That's correct.
He also plans to never retire. That's what we learned in the first segment of Scalzo and Brust. Yes, this is Scalzo and Brust, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. I'm Ben Brust, Josh DiMaggio running the show. Downtown Molly Brown?
Correct.
What's up, Molly? Do we have this fixed now? Like, we can talk to producers.
I just hope she's in there ready
to
talk.
Can you hear me?
Whoa. So, who do we give credit for this actually working? Because it's not Jesse Nelson that deserves credit.
Well, we give the engineers credit for it, but I was the person who took it to them and described the issue.
You know what? Everyone, pat on the back and round of applause to Josh DiMaggio for fixing Jesse Nelson's problems.
We've already done this and credited me for fixing it.
I know. I just in case others didn't hear that it was Jesse's fault and you fixed it, I wanted them to know. Earlier this morning, as Homer puts it, Keyshawn and two other guys, I like to call them Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max because that's the show's name. You can hear that. 5A to 9A in 100.5 ESPN and 5A to 7A here on 94.5 ESPN. That is an important distinction, Joshua DiMaggio.
It's just mornings across ESPN Wisconsin.
Mornings across ESPN Wisconsin. That's too simple for my likings. They had this to say about Jordan Love.
Yeah, the fact that they have this guy for 2 years and they just had to sign Aaron Rodgers to 4 more years on a new contract, there's not a lot of hope right now for Jordan Love to get on the field. I just don't know when he's going to do it. I don't know what the plan is. You know, if you put him in this draft, he might be the best quarterback in this draft, even though it seems like people are down on him or the Packers aren't high on him. There's still a lot of talent there. So I'm more curious to see what he's going to, you know, what he's going to be, who can mold him into a quarterback, where is Green Bay the right place for that? Like, you know, he's got 2 more years left on a rookie deal. Aaron's still going to be there. Like, you can't really extend him. I mean, I guess you could. There are a lot of questions here. And the fact that the president has to say this, we haven't seen enough. Usually, you know, if you have like a top shelf guy, then you would maybe hint at a little more strength and support around him.
They went out and drafted this kid, moved up to get him, and like Jeremy said, first thing you're going to say is, if it's asked, hey, what type of quarterback you think he's going to be? He'll be like, oh my God, he's made some throws in practice. That's amazing. I can't wait to see him and his opportunity to take the field. I think he's going to be really good in this league for sure. It was more like, I think we...
Here, Aaron, take all the money in the world. Here, Aaron, please don't go. Please, please.
At least they're admitting that he's not going to be the quarterback of the future.
I just want to be on the record, Josh, that the Packers have done a pretty bad job of playing the PR game over the last 2 years. The Packers front office, that is. From Murphy Takes Five to calling him a complicated fella to Brian Gutekunst and Aaron Rodgers' relationship and how that whole thing was handled to the Jordan Love situation. The idea that the Packers aren't even, like, they should be lying. They should be lying to everyone about Jordan Love. They shouldn't be talking about they can't wait to see him in the preseason, and he hasn't shown us that much. They should be driving the draft capital of Jordan Love up the wazoo by talking about how, even if it's a lie, about how much progress he's made in the offseason, year to year, from his COVID year to his first year. We like what we've seen. We're optimistic about his future, just to drive the draft capital. Because you hear Jeremy Fowler cite Mel Kiper and Todd McShay as two guys that have been, I mean, I know McShay has said that Jordan Love would be the best quarterback in this 2022 draft, which means you should be trying to build that narrative as much as possible, because I am on team trade Jordan Love for draft capital to get as many cracks at it as possible at the wide receiver position.
Yeah, they have no idea what they're talking about. They just don't. No, the Patriots, and it's all, they drafted him in the first round. It was late in the first round. They only had to move up a few spots. And the Patriots had Garoppolo for how long? They drafted him in like the second round. They
to be kept... fair, Garoppolo did play in some games to show that he was a little bit more stable than Jordan Love.
Okay, but I mean, they haven't. Rodgers could be gone in a year. I agree they could have lied if they wanted and say that he's bad, but we all have eyes. We've watched him play in a few games, and he hasn't looked that good.
Yeah, but we all have eyes, but these analysts and the draft experts are saying...
Yeah, Mel Kiper has liked him from the beginning. There was a lot of debate about him. Some people thought he was really good, and others thought he wasn't because he was so bad his senior year.
My whole point is, even if he's not as good as Kenny Pickett or any quarterback that's drafted in the first round, if you could get a second-round pick for Jordan Love, would you not trade him in a heartbeat?
I would, but I'm not sure Goody would, because Goody doesn't know. I mean, we've heard the stuff on this could be a one-year thing with Rodgers, and Goody still believes in Jordan Love. I guarantee
then
you.
Then why is Mark Murphy saying that out loud?
Because that's being truthful. They want him to be better, and this will be a time in which he can show more.
Then guess what? Goody doesn't believe in Jordan Love.
Sure he does, yes. No,
what makes you think that?
Because he drafted him, and GMs don't change about how they believe in somebody.
He knows that Jordan Love isn't anything by them begging on their knees to get Aaron Rodgers back.
No, they've always... They didn't know how good Rodgers was going to be. They haven't done anything. They believe in Rodgers. That's why they've decided Rodgers over Love.
So tell me why.
And part of it is so they all have a nice job.
800-990-3776. Should the Packers trade Jordan Love before the draft? I say yes. Homer says yes, but he doesn't think they're going to do so.
No, I don't think Goody will. No, he believes that Goody loved this kid. He thought he was really good, like Mel Kiper did. Okay? Therefore, I have a chance to draft a quarterback this late in the first round that I think is good enough to be our next quarterback at some point. I'm not going to get a chance to take a quarterback this good in any of the upcoming drafts because Rodgers is good and the team's going to be good. So I'll take him. How long is he going to sit? I don't know. I just know I had a chance to get somebody that's way better than what's going to be around late in the first round in most drafts. That's why he took him. Rodgers has played well. He's still around.
800-990-3776, the First Midwest Bank talk and text line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. Brandon from Iron Ridge chimes in and says, what if they're trying to hide his talent? And again, I don't think we can do that because we already have film of Jordan Love, fair or not fair, against the Chiefs on a short week for him to prepare, and then in week 17 against the Lions, in which... his longest play was a screen pass to Josiah DeGuara, and he turned it over twice with two bad interceptions, and it just was not something.
No, he hasn't looked good, but I just refuse to believe that Goody all of a sudden thinks he stinks.
But here's my problem with what you said about him, Goody believing in Jordan Love, is you just said they didn't know if Aaron Rodgers had more in the tank. They were almost giving up on Aaron Rodgers.
They didn't give up. This was a chance to get an incredible insurance policy for the future. If Rodgers is
I'm talking about before drafting Jordan Love.
I know.
I'm talking about heading into Matt LaFleur's first year.
If Rodgers
there were doubts about Aaron Rodgers.
No, well, only by idiots. There were no doubts about Aaron Rodgers. He had 25 touchdown passes and 5 interceptions in this supposedly horrible year.
That's enough doubt for them to have an insurance policy.
No, yes, because of the age of Aaron Rodgers. I'm getting an insurance policy that I really like that's way better than I ever thought would be available at that time. And this is what's on Goody. There was no wide receiver that he liked that much that he thought was worthy of that pick. They liked Jefferson. He had already been taken. So, when is Rodgers going to be done playing? I don't know, and I don't care. But when he's done, whenever it is, that kid can play better than anybody else. Now, Goody could be wrong in his assessment of quarterbacks. His track record isn't real good. But to understand what he did is simple, and people just don't want to believe it. The fact when you trade up late in the first round is not like trading up early in the first round. You don't have to give it. What'd they give up? A fourth round pick? So it sounds, well, they traded up in the first round. Yeah, at the end of the first round. And you think that I'm going to be drafting like that the next few years with Rodgers around. And I love this kid. There's not going to be anybody around. Then you damn well better take him. Just like they took Rodgers years ago. Not that they necessarily needed Rodgers. He was too good to pass up. That's what Goody thought about Jordan Love. And it's not going to change after a couple of years when he hasn't had a chance to mature.
Well, he could be a devaluing asset on a rookie contract. Like, you know, next thing you know, if this plays out where it's not a good season, I could see Aaron Rodgers just being done.
It's going to be a fine season. It's not. What is not a good season?
I mean, look.
They're going to make the playoffs.
Of course they are. The division stinks, and they'll make the playoffs. I don't care what ragtag bunch of wide receivers they throw out there. They'll find a way. They have talent. They have a good offensive line, 2 good running backs, and they have time to fill the roster with enough good players, and the defense is solid. They will make the playoffs, I agree. But another first-round exit's going to sit very, very sour in a lot of people's tastes, and you're thinking, and Aaron's why did I come back?
Well, then Rodgers, the contract apparently says that he could leave in a year. So if he leaves in a year, they get Jordan Love.
But you and I are sitting here talking, and Josh, and I think a lot of people.
We don't count. The one that counts is the general manager.
Well, then what do we got to do to knock some sense into him?
You're not going
to
knock sense in him. That's if I'm right, and that's why I took him. It's not going to change. He believes in him. He thinks he's the way he was as a junior, not as a senior.
Then I lose all faith in Brian Gutekunst because he's seen what we've all seen on the field. If Mark Murphy's talking about how he needs a ton more help and not gloating about how he could be the next guy after Aaron leaves, we're prepared for it. Aaron's help. Like, there's just no reason to believe that Jordan Love is the next guy. So for Goody not to do anything and not move him is asinine.
Well, what's you don't believe he's the next guy. I'm not saying he's Aaron Rodgers. I'm saying Goody still believes he can be a good NFL quarterback.
I almost just want to put on the poll, is Jordan Love the next guy after Aaron Rodgers?
What does he have to be the guy?
He's just better than what he's shown.
Better than Andy Dalton.
Not confident.
See, no, Andy Dalton's not a bad quarterback. Andy Dalton's just a guy.
Andy Dalton's a guy who can get you into the playoffs a couple times and get you knocked out of the first round and have you on like a historic streak of not winning playoff games.
He also, there were other issues as far as Andy Dalton in terms of the organization he's with and stuff like that. But
the thing is, I agree with you, Homer, where GMs are notorious for sticking with their guy because it's their guy. But the situation is so different now with Aaron Rodgers.
But it isn't.
And it's different because of the way the contracts are constructed.
Well, no, they'll look in Aaron Rodgers'
comes back next year, if he plays this year and decides right. next year to come back again, then they'll have to decide.
But then you have the fifth-year option, which behooves you greatly to have. So that's coincide. You have to make that decision before you even play your fourth season as a quarterback. So there's no reason for the Packers to let this asset keep aging, even if they believe in it, because they have a window now that they need to
capitalize on the rookie.
Jordan Love's doing them nothing.
Yes, he can rot, and then we have the issue of next year and stuff. So there's just, I don't think they feel like there's a rush to do it. All those things have to be addressed at certain times. What's the reason to rush if they still believe in him?
Because you can find a million Jordan Loves.
You might as well
trade him for as much capital as possible if you're trying to go all in, which is the approach the Packers have talked about doing right now and have shown last year and now heading into this year. We'll continue this conversation, but it's time for a little 1 or 0 next on Scalzo and Bruss, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Bruss.
Do you know where your pee comes from?
The digestive system?
What are you talking about? It starts in my mouth, goes down the esophagus.
Keep going.
To the stomach, to the small intestine, to the large intestine, the small or large. No, that would go out the anus.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brust across ESPN Wisconsin. Ben Brust alongside Homer, who's in for Greg Scalzo. You can hear Homer on 94.5 ESPN from 2 to 4 on Homer and Tony. Josh DiMaggio and downtown Molly Brown running the show for us, but it's time for a little 1 or 0.
Are you a 1 or a 0? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a 1 or a 0.
He's Homer. I'm Ben Brust. We're your contestants for 1 or 0. Josh DiMaggio is your host. He's going to give us a statement. We're going to say 1 for yes, 0 for no. There is no gray area. Joshua, take it away.
A new study of online reviews found that men are 131% more likely to make an online complaint than women. And the men most likely to complain were named David, Paul, John, Mark, Chris, James, Michael, Andrew, and Peter.
You hear that? David, Paul, John, Mark, Chris, James, Michael, Andrew, and Peter. All you out there.
Jerks. 1 or 0. You've left a bad review online.
0, but I have a list. I have 3 places that I've wanted to leave reviews that I just couldn't get myself to do it.
What stopped you from leaving the bad review?
Just, like, the act of leaving a bad review.
Yeah.
Like, do you judge people who leave bad reviews?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to be that person.
I judge people who leave good reviews, even. Like, why are you taking so much time on your day?
I mean, that's very nice of them.
Very nice. It helps a lot of people, but I just would never do it.
I'm not that person either. But I am the person when I go to a restaurant that at Tuesday at lunch is out of hard shell tacos and pico de gallo. I'm like, it's a Tuesday at lunch. There's no hard shell tacos and Putin. Pico de gallo?
Is that Putin's fault, too?
Yes, everything is. Surprised you didn't bring it up. I'm a little disappointed.
Homer?
I think reviews are a total joke. If I do them, I give everybody 5 stars, make everybody be happy. Like, it's just insanity. If you have a problem, there's someone to talk to about the problem rather than some review, which is idiotic, and people, give me a review. No. Who's your boss? Tell him to come over here. I'll tell him you're good the way humanity did it for years. Now everybody's lazy and you just put reviews up. They're a total waste of time. Everybody knows they're a waste of time.
So if you go out to dinner, are you calling over a manager to talk about how great your server
is? If I have a problem or something, yes.
But only for a problem, not...
Or something good, I would do it too if it
doesn't
was something
sound
special.
Like, it doesn't sound like you
if
would
it
do it more.
If there was something special about it that they did, I'm just saying the reviews are a joke. They're made up. They're not legit. And everybody lives with it because it's a way to act like you're doing stuff.
That's all. You want to know how good something is? Buy Consumer Reports. Don't go over 20, 30 reviews, and you don't know if the people running the place are doing the reviews. It's all so bogus and pathetic, and everybody's too lazy to call it out, and since they are a way to get away with it, hey, this review's a good idea. All right, I'm in the review business. Now I get paid for doing these reviews. Nobody calls them on it. It's a joke.
Reviews are a joke.
Homer, you can't trust the person giving the review.
Homer, Ben has no idea what Consumer Reports
is. It's a magazine.
No. Like, how can you trust anybody's review? Tell me.
There is, I don't want to name anything specific because I believe it could be, but there's a very famous place where people go to leave reviews. It's a website that a lot of like restaurants and everything use.
Does it start with a Y?
Basically, that website is known for extorting businesses so they can basically make sure you get good reviews. It's basically a pay-for-play.
You can pay and you get better reviews and higher up on the page.
Yes, they leave little hints of how things might not go your way.
Look, we're in the business where they have someone and tell us, okay, what can you believe? Nothing. When you get something in an email from Social Security, can you believe it? No. Can you do this? No. What are you supposed to do? Believe everything's a lie. But reviews matter! Give me a break! And where are
He's
all
not
the reviews?
Wrong about that.
Where are all the reviews? On the internet, on the computer, an area in which everybody emphasizes to you that you can't believe anything that you read or hear, right? Is that not correct? Did we not have a meeting on that?
Putin again.
Did we not have a meeting to talk about all the things you can't believe?
There's a reason why there is a police check here to prove you're not a robot. They could be robotic reviews. You're right, Homer.
No, there's no way to trust any reviews.
You trust, like, say there's...
Other than Consumer Reports. I trust Consumer Reports. That's where I go. There are other ones. Right. Why do I trust Consumer Reports? Because for years I bought cars and they rated cars and stuff and they were correct. So there are people that don't buy Consumer Reports and think they have an edge, but there's very little information on. It's all about who you take money from that influences what you say.
I would say, would you trust, like, say, like the...
No.
For instance... No, there's certain newspapers that do. Yes. They have people that review products.
The New York Times has some. Yes.
Right.
When I find one that's similar to the Consumer Reports, I'm apt to believe it.
That you just double checking?
Doesn't? Yes. Well, no, it doesn't have to be the same. But if they're in there, then that gives me some credibility. Yes, there are different ones that
like
do
Wire
that.
Like Wirecutter, I think is.
Well, there are a couple, but it's very hard to trust anyone because, and I emphasize this. How anybody does is beyond me, because we all have had meetings where they've basically told us, you can't believe anything sent to you on an email, you can't believe anything that's on the internet, all right? Oh, but we believe reviews. Okay.
Next, Josh.
A female rugby fan was broken up with via text message after she streaked onto the field and removed her top. Her boyfriend said she was an idiot and a disgrace. 1 or 0? Everyone roots for the streaker to get away.
1. If you don't root for the streaker to get away, like, you're not American. Or just a human being. Like, one of the coolest videos I think I've ever seen on the internet was when somebody did go across the football field and made it past security and, like, hopped up and got away. And, like, the crowd was, like, helping block security and, pointing them in the wrong direction so the streaker could get away. I also, part of me with, like, if the streaker's intent is to get away, I root for the streaker to get away. But if the streaker's intent is just to, like, be a buffoon, I want to see that person crushed. I want a linebacker to take him out. I want a security guard to take him out after maybe one or two of them slip and fall because they're unathletic and they shouldn't be a security guard. But I want a complete takedown.
What? Now, what was the question again? Let me make sure I have
everyone
it right.
Everyone roots for the streaker to get away.
Female, yes. Male, no. I mean, it's very simple. The majority of streakers are male.
Yes.
No one has ever objected to a female streaker other than the possibility that I don't think that I need to be the specifics.
Yeah,
but
we can move right
did
along.
You happen to watch the World Series when there was two topless young ladies?
Yeah, famously.
No one has ever complained about a topless streaker, ever.
1 or 0, you would break up with someone who streaked at a sporting event.
Would I break up with him because
of... If your girlfriend, or, well, I don't know if wife would be taking it too far, but if your girlfriend streaked at a game and got arrested, would you deem them as no longer dateable?
Probably.
What if you were already married? Grounds for divorce?
No, heavens no. No.
Just a conversation.
No, when you're married, there's some pluses. You got some pluses over there.
What are the pluses?
I don't. Whatever you have in your life. I mean, if you've been married a week, then maybe not. But over the course of, you like the person to marry them, clearly love them, and there are other things that you like about them. And so,
well, there are minuses.
Well, there are minuses. So the question is, does your spouse have to be perfect? No, depends. You know, pluses. She got a lot of pluses. She's okay. She's got some minuses. That's the end.
I kind of like that answer. You know, when I think about it, zero. If there's enough pluses, we can talk through this and figure out why you went streaking and maybe find other ways to channel that, like a nude beach or something. I don't know. Like, that's just an idea.
I think there's justification for anybody who deems it a good idea to run onto a field during a sporting event, that they're probably someone that you might have missed the signs that were apparent.
Josh, I could see you streaking on a game.
I will never streak.
The cost of it is so huge.
Is it?
It's expensive.
What is it?
I mean, I would assume roughly. It's hundreds to $1,000 and stuff like that.
No way.
I knew someone who did something similar.
Of course you did.
And after, because they tried to fight it and it legal fees, all that, it's thousands of dollars. Yeah. It's not simply like a trespassing ticket.
Not a slap on the wrist?
No. They don't, well, you're trying to not incentivize people to not get on the field, because if that happens, the slippery slope of what could this person possibly do on the field?
I mean, the question is, when you would ask anyone, do you think that person is capable of having a spouse that would streak a field?
I am.
My answer, again, the assumption for everybody and me would be no.
90, it's a new male that they're single usually.
But I think there are some people that you would say, yeah, I could see that person's spouse streaking.
But we have been very well on the record here on Scales on Brust. We are anti-kink shaming, so if your thing is...
It's not... Your kink can't affect other people or the play of a game.
10-4 on that. Homer and I were arguing during the break. I want to bring that conversation to life on the air next on Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
At Scalzo and Brust, check out the Long Island Laser, courtesy of our intern who put that together. I'm not sure he's the best graphic designer.
Yeah, it's not exactly Mozart. Why are you shocked?
Because he makes music.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is there a theme today?
No.
It feels... For those who've missed it, this is Scalzo and Brust. Ben Brust here with Homer. Homer blames Putin for everything today. Is that fair?
It all started because of his expensive soda.
I've listened to other people blame him for everything, and I just thought I would bring it up as a possible explanation.
It is a possible explanation.
Putin might have hacked the computers and put a specific type of music in here. We can't rule it out.
Can't rule it out.
You've just been playing like rock today.
It's just a rotator.
So you haven't been picking your songs today?
No.
Why?
Didn't feel like it.
That's lazy.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? You pride... I'm having a serious conversation with you. I pride myself for Josh DiMaggio in this show.
You got lost even within a sentence. I don't... Because you
I take
even,
pride
you don't
in Scalzo and Brust having the best music on the radio. How about that? And that comes from that guy back there.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You just take advantage of all the work he does. You don't take pride in anything. You never had to do anything to take pride. All you had to do was take pride. That's easy.
I take pride.
Ben takes pride better than anyone else.
He takes pride of stuff other people do, of which he has no responsibility whatsoever.
My name's on the show, though. That's why I can do it.
Homer, you want to know the best part about it, too, is I've been told that I play songs, specific songs, too much, but I've been given one song in the history of me producing the show from Ben Brust.
Yeah, so that's not true.
That is 100% true.
I've given you some Ben Rector, and you didn't want to play it.
Also, you know, like, two songs.
All right. You want to complain, but you really have nothing to complain about.
Well, here we go. No. One thing I do know about Homer and I is we are huge Greatest Showman fans.
Yes.
So I think we should bump back with The Greatest Show, Come Alive, and From Now On, since we have A&T the Hope Boy at the top of the hour. So if I don't hear those three Greatest Showman songs, you can't say that I didn't ever help you.
What if I'm anti-playing show tunes?
Homer and I, can you just do it for us?
Only if I... Homer, do you know any of the words? Will you sing along?
No, I don't know any words. None. Don't know the titles of the songs.
He just likes them. Can you just make him happy?
No, they finally did a musical in which the story is great. It's a great story.
There is a good learning lesson.
Generally, all a musical is a stupid story, but it's a lot of really good songs. And like,
we're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
It's a great story.
What about Grease Lightning? It's a love story.
Give me a break. Come on.
Go Grease Lightning, you burn
it. It's a simple fifth grade story.
Grease Lightning, go Grease Lightning.
I mean, there's no depth to any musical story other than the great. It's just so good on so many different areas.
Tell me more. Tell me more. Did you get very far?
I don't need to hear songs. I need stories. Like, oh, this is an incredible story and this part and all these different aspects of it. Because you can't do that in musicals because it doesn't exist.
800-990-3776,
like
the
reviews.
First Midwest Bank talk and text line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. James from Stalas chimes in as we talked about streaking in 1-0. It is a rugby tradition to streak after the game where you scored for the first time. I had to do it in front of my parents at age 19 for Black and Blue Rugby Club in Milwaukee. James from West Allis.
James, now, does that mean just take off your shirt or were you in the nude?
That's what I'm curious on, because I do remember when I was in middle school, my brother played soccer at Bradley University, and it was senior night, and I remember we went out to dinner after, and he was in, like, you know, athletic clothes, and remember when pantsing people was a thing, pantsing people?
Yep.
I de-pantsed my brother in front of our family, and he did not have any underwear on, so everyone saw Stephen Brust.
Wow, that's good. You had no idea that was the case, though.
No, I thought I was being funny, and he really didn't care. I mean,
we don't need to go deeper into the detail.
We won't. Daniel the Sloth. I mean, pot calling kettle black. Really, Ben? You're literally the definition of lazy. Your name is Daniel the Sloth.
Yeah, but Daniel, like, has a very hard job. It's just his cadence. He's a landscaper. You can't really be lazy and a landscaper. I don't think that really works.
What are you talking about? They just blow leaves. James from Salas chimes in. He says nude.
Whoa.
As to the follow-up of streaking in front of their parents, which seems very aggressive.
Yeah.
This almost feels like I shouldn't have read that.
No, you don't streak in front of your parents.
Come on.
That's you know what
also
that is?
Also sounds like a crime.
That's a series on Netflix.
I can attest to the streaking for rugby. It's called Zulu.
No, that's idiotic.
This is another person. Rugby lovers. 800-990-3776.
Then you get naked after your first goal?
Yeah.
No, that's idiotic. Come on.
Reviews suck on the internet. And streaking.
And I want to emphasize, I'm not blaming Putin for this. This is.
No. I think it's time for Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss? Can't blame Putin for the results of this one, because it's me versus a caller for a $25 gift card to either Cousin Subs or the Nitty Gritty. 800-990-3776 to the great late Marsh Shapiro.
My
you know
partner.
Him well.
We did Wisconsin basketball.
800-990-3776, a chance to win a $25 gift card, but more so pride of beating me. Homer will ask you 15 questions in 90 seconds, and then if you tie or have more than me at the end of...
You don't need to include tie.
Goes to the runner, so...
Yes!
I've been tying too much. This is me... talking because I'm mad about the ties going to the runner. I think they should go to me. Let's go caller 8. 800-990-3776. 800-990-3776. Are you smarter than Ben Brust? Next on Scalzo and Brust.